This program is intended for audiences over the age of 21. It's adult in nature and not intended for anyone under legal age. Slut Sounds Podcast. Welcome to the Slut Sounds Podcast. I'll be your cock charmer today, and my name is Linnea, and this is my podcast. You can find the Slut Sounds podcast online at www.slutsounds.com. You can find my personal page at www.phoneflirts.com, and you can reach me on Twitter at phoneflirts. Hey everybody, it's Linnea. I just wanted to let you know that I've been super busy lately because I've done a complete overhaul to phoneflirts.com. It's been ages since I've really redesigned the website, and it's a lot of work. I think I probably have the biggest phone sex website on the net. I've just got a shit ton of content, and it's a lot to handle in a redesign. But I'm pretty happy with it. I hope you enjoy it. Go check it out. Drop me an email at phoneflirts@gmail.com. Never try phone sex before? Do you want a quick and cheap way to get off with just a little company? Then I've got a number just for you. There are lots of girls available, and they all work from home, so your call can be personal and as dirty as you want it to be. All major credit cards are accepted, and a quickie will cost you under $14. So what are you waiting for? Just dial 1-888-799-0857. I thought today I would discuss what actually happens when you call a phone sex line. Thought it would be cool. Now, the information I'm going to provide is actually how I run my service, but it also applies to all services, I think. It's really about the call setup procedure, because I think that's one of the most painful things for callers and for operators. So, of course, the first thing is you dial the number. If it's an independent operator like me, then I'm just going to answer the phone and say hello, the same way I would answer my home phone, my cell phone. Now, if you're calling and it's a company that has more than one girl working for it, you're going to get a preamble recording most likely, and that will explain to you the rates, and then it connects you to a secretary. In either case, you're going to first set up to get your call. When you're a new client at any service or for any phone sex girl, there is kind of a long process to get your call set up that first time. It's really actually painless, and I wanted to explain what we're doing and why we're collecting your information. Now, setting up your call includes collecting all of your billing data and, of course, a way to verify that you are of legal age. So if you're a phone sex customer, let me tell you that you want an operator or company that really verifies your age and your billing details. It should take time. It means that the person is following all of the legalities that are what make an adult business a genuine adult business. You know, we have to follow the law. And it's a protective measure for you too. When your details are being verified, you know that that person or company is professional and that they're checking out their callers to prevent stolen credit cards being used. There's some secret little tricks to doing that, but frankly, it's not hard for you. No pun intended about the hard thing. Typically, once your legal age is verified and your credit card is approved, then you just get into your actual call. There is no such thing as anonymous phone sex with a service or an operator. You really need to plan on giving your real name. Any company or operator worth their salt is going to catch you in an instant if you try to use false information. The setup portion of the phone sex call can seem scary or even annoying because you might want to get down to the dirty bits right away, but it has to be done. We have laws that we have to follow. I hope that explanation kind of helps you out, you know, maybe makes you understand why an operator is trying to get your information right away. We want to know that you're like a legitimate caller, and we want to get the business stuff as out of the way as fast as possible, the same way you do. You can make the process go a lot quicker and easier by holding some of your questions to the end or asking them just straight up front. Don't expect to flirt and don't expect any dirty talk to occur until your age and your credit card is verified. It's something that we have to do. And you being patient with us is so important. I, for one, really appreciate it when a customer is understanding and patient and lets me get the business stuff out of the way for him. It's kind of part of the service. It's part of me taking care of you. I'm taking care of the business side of things so that you don't have to think about it anymore, and then I can take care of you in other ways. Since I'm a one-girl service, I can only be available so much per day. I have to live my personal life too. So what I've done is I've added this backup service. It's kind of like my after-hours service. It can be used when I am not available. And you can talk to a variety of girls, including doms, shemales, various ages, all the things that I'm not, mature, teen, all different types of girls are available. Now, since this is an official Phone Flirts line, when you call the number, you will hear my voice on the preamble, which will explain all of the billing details. So, are you ready to jot this number down? Okay. It's 1-888-720-2064. And that is a toll-free number. Oh, and if you want to see more about my after-hours service, including a few pictures of girls, you can go to foneflirts.com, but this time it's F-O-N-E, flirts. And now for something completely dirty.
Oh, baby, I'm feeling so horny. Don't you want to play with me? I've dressed up in my little cheerleader outfit just for you. And look, no panties. look, I'm already wet. Can't you see how my fingers slide in and out of my tight little wet pussy just thinking about you? You can always turn me on whenever you play with my pussy, baby. Oh, you're so good. Oh, baby, please go down on me. Oh, yeah, that's it. Lay me down on the bed. Spread my legs and my pussy open and start licking my clit. Oh, I'm gentle now. You see my clit starting to throb? Oh, you're making me so hot, baby. Yeah, run your tongue around my pussy. That's it. Just like that. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Yeah, that's it. Rub my clit. Yeah, rub it hard and make it all big. Yeah, make it really big. Baby, you're so good. I can't control myself. Are you gonna hold me down? Yeah, oh, yeah, harder now. Oh, I love it when you lap at my pussy like that. Oh, yeah, stick your tongue inside me. Yeah, stick your tongue inside my pussy. Oh, God, it's just like a little cock flicking in and out of me. Oh, that feels so good, baby. Oh, yeah. Stick your fingers in me. First, just one, yeah. Ooh, slide it in gently. Yeah, that's right. You know what you're doing, don't you? Yeah, now slide two fingers in. See how wet I am? Oh, see how you're turning me on? Oh, that's right, baby. Yeah, keep working on my clit with your tongue while you push your fingers inside me. Oh, yeah, baby, you're making me so hot. Yeah, pound my pussy. Yeah, pound my pussy. Yeah, fuck me hard with your fingers. Oh, yeah, give me more. Give me more fingers. I want all of them. Oh, I'm so wet. I just can't take it. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to make me come. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you about my friend named Heather. She's a nasty girl, and damn proud of it. She's been a tramp as long as she can remember. Heather is a horny honey with a creative imagination like you have never heard before. Ordinary household items become masturbation tools in her devious mind. Yes, I'm serious. And no, you won't regret calling her. There is nothing dumb about Heather. She is well-spoken and fun. She has a people-pleasing personality. She's cute, but without all that baby talk bullshit, she is entertaining and probably the life of any party she is invited to. But mostly you're going to find her to be nasty with a lot of sick shit in her mind. Heather, and as cute as she is, likes things rough. What exactly that means, I'm going to let you ask her yourself. Fun sex for her is a way to truly open up every nook and cranny in a fantasy. Some of her fantasies probably cross her limits. Some of them are probably not typical, but she still gets it. She knows that they need to be unleashed. If you really crave taboo phone sex, Heather is a babe that won't judge you or your mind. Hell, the nasty little tramp will probably love it. Mostly, Heather believes in exploration, and she doesn't see any reason to put a limit on that. So if you want to have phone sex with Heather with no taboos, just call 1-888-826-9453. All major credit cards and personal checks are accepted. There are even flat rate specials available. You just have to ask. It's discreet, private, and very professional. You can find the Slut Sounds podcast online at www.slutsounds.com. You can find my personal page at www.phoneflirts.com. And you can reach me on Twitter at phoneflirts. And now for something completely dirty.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. My pussy's too sore from that last slammy you just gave me. My jaw aches too much from sucking your cock so long. God, you're such a stud. I just can't keep up with you. But if I just jerk you off, you're nearly pointing straight up at the ceiling, aren't you? Wow, you really do need this, don't you, baby? Oh, let me get a nice big handful of wet lube. Run my hand up and down. Oh, gently down the shaft. Stroking your big cock. Do you like this, baby? Yeah, look into my eyes. Yeah, watch me while I stroke your cock. Yeah, let me move my hand faster. Yeah, gliding up and down the shaft of your cock. Oh, your cock's getting bigger and bigger. I can see the veins standing out on it. Oh, you're going to blow big time, aren't you? But not yet. I know you can hang on. You're such a stud. Oh, it's so big, though. You feel my hand gripping you tighter and tighter as it slides up and down your cock? I'm going to use my other hand, too. Yeah, both of my hands jerking your big, bulging cock. Yeah. A little more lube. I'm slipping up and down your cock, slipping and sliding. I can't believe how big it is now. And you're still not coming. You're just unbelievable, baby. Yeah, let me squeeze the base of your cock with one hand while I slide my other one up and down. Yeah, your cock's so silky smooth with all that lube on it. Yeah, that's it. Let me grab your balls with one hand and squeeze them tight. Oh, while my other hand works over that big purple head of your cock. Oh, it's rock hard, but I know you're going to pump. I know you're going to pump it all over me, aren't you? You can't hold back any longer. You're ready to gush, I can tell. Oh, yeah, I can feel your balls tightening. Yeah, you're going to shoot your load all over me, aren't you? I want you to shoot it right into my face, baby. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, shoot that cum. Yeah, shoot your cum all over my face. Yeah. Ooh. Baby, what a load. That's incredible. Oh, baby, you are definitely the stud for me.
I want to tell you a little bit about my friend Veronica. She's the girl next door. Naturally very pretty, automatically sweet, but totally corruptible. Veronica is 19 years old, and she's a history major at a pretty large college campus. She has her own little apartment and a slew of friends. When someone's innocent, they are almost always hiding some secrets and a dark side. Veronica has been having sex with much older men for a pretty long time now. She's had a few sugar daddies and many of them were close friends to her family. But this lovely girl next door has always been smart enough to maintain her princess facade. Veronica, in reality, is a kinky delight. She's a well-rounded education, which makes her smart, and she doesn't really behave like a spoiled brat, unless you like that sort of thing. In general, she's just a great girl with a great personality and a beautiful voice. She's versatile and more than willing to try something new. If you like the girl next door type, Veronica is your babe all the way. Call Veronica for phone sex with no taboos at 1-888-826-9453. All major credit cards and personal checks are accepted. There are flat rate specials available. You just have to ask. It's discreet, private, and professional. Thanks for listening to the Slut Sounds podcast. Again, I'm Linnea, and it's been my pleasure providing this show for you. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Check back to slutsounds.com for the newest episode coming soon.